88 degrees and seeing some light rain at our station near downtown Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn faced an ethics probe last year over concerns that her staff may have used taxpayer dollars to help her campaign. News Channel 5 reports the Senate Ethics Committee likely conducted what's known as a preliminary inquiry, asking Blackburn Senate staffers about their relationship to Ward Baker, a political strategist who runs Blackburn's campaigns. Senate rules allow those staffers to volunteer their time on campaigns, but they can't be forced to do it or use government resources. News Channel 5 found multiple incidents ahead of Blackburn's 2024 reelection when her field office staffers attended county-level GOP meetings and were reimbursed for their travel expenses and day's work. The results of the investigation are unclear. Blackburn's office declined to release its correspondent with the Senate Ethics Committee. A spokesperson for Blackburn says the senator complied fully with the review and that it is resolved. The statement also called the channel's investigation, quote, laughable, accusing its journalists of drumming up controversy for engagement. Blackburn is the frontrunner in Tennessee's GOP primary for governor. She declined to participate in a debate with her opponents. Early voting in that race begins tomorrow. For the last 5 years, Republican Congressman Andy Ogles had represented parts of South Nashville in Washington, but just 2 months shy of the primary election, the legislature moved the boundaries of the 5th Congressional District to the left-hand corner of the state. WPLN's Mariana Bacchial tells our Daily Show This Is Nashville that Ogles still faces a Republican challenge in Charlie Hatcher. He's a dairy farmer and Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner.
Hatcher has out-fundraised Ogles, but Ogles has faced, you know, opponents in the Republican primary before that were better funded. Courtney Johnston, who's a Metro Council member, received money from big-name Republicans in Tennessee, still failed to beat him in the primary. Now, the District 5 used to be solely Nashville, broken up to be part of Nashville, now doesn't include Nashville at all. Ogles got in a little bit of hot water earlier this year with Nashville's Muslim population, which, you know, primarily resided in the old 5th District. So this new map sort of takes those voters completely out of his district.
If you don't know what district you're in, you can check that and check out and find out who's on your ballot at WPLN.org.